Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Chief of Virtual Care and Manager for Telehealth for the Alida E. Lutz VA Medical Center and Clinics, Michelle Zibitowski. Michelle, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Glad to have you on, especially in these trying times, to talk about veteran-related services. And what are some of the guidelines now for the medical center and the clinics for veterans to receive your services?
So veterans enrolled in VA care already have assigned VA providers. They're able to contact their provider or their team using a number of ways right now. They can call or message using Secure Message through My Healthy Vet, which is our online health portal. If veterans are not already enrolled in VA healthcare, they can contact their closest VA facility, request information on enrollment, be mailed to them right now. And they can also enroll online by visiting the va.gov website to get more information.
Okay, now let's talk about a virtual care and triage. What are we talking about there? What are some of the things that are offered through those different programs?
Right now, VA providers and their clinical care teams, RNs, LPNs, social workers, they're reviewing their veteran patients to reach out to them if they have upcoming appointments. For most patients, their needs are being addressed with a telephone call or through a virtual video visit. We have begun utilizing the virtual platform to ensure our veterans' needs are met as best as possible. We're using them for individual appointments as well as group classes. The providers and their teams are especially reviewing veterans' records to safely manage medical conditions which require more attention or could put them at risk for worsening if they do not get the care they need.
Okay. Now, go ahead.
Virtual care can be done if a veteran has a valid email address, smartphone, or a desktop, laptop, iPad, tablet with internet access. The national telehealth offices have actually partnered with the major cellular carriers to provide free virtual care appointments, meaning if a veteran or their family doesn't have internet access or poor internet connection, they will not incur any data charges right now.
Oh, okay.
We want to make it very clear to the veterans and families, if they are experiencing a medical condition that are requiring emergent attention, to contact 911, obviously.
Sure. Now, these, I think you said it earlier, but these policies and these services are offered at all of the VA locations that you guys cover, right?
Yes. We're trying very hard to decrease the number of veterans and visitors and families actually having to come to our VA facilities right now,
yeah,
honoring our current social isolation and distancing guidelines. It's to help them stay safe as well as keep our staff safe. We're only providing essential services, which are absolutely required by a face-to-face visit. That's why we're sharing this information right now on various ways veterans can get care virtually.
Very good. And now that would be the next question. How do veterans get more information on the services that you're offering, especially with the coronavirus situation?
We have a couple ways veterans can get more information. We have a COVID-19 hotline, which is 989-497-2500. Extension 14155, or you can go to our webpage, www.saginaw.va.gov, clicking on the links provided on the homepage related to COVID-19. Our VA does have a Facebook page, social media pages. We put our news releases on and try to keep everybody updated that way as well. If veterans do need to speak to their provider, you just need to call them, have a conversation, and the best way that we can meet your needs is how we're going to get that done right now.
All right, very good. She is the Chief of Virtual Care and Manager for Telehealth for Alida E. Lutz Veterans Care Center and Clinics, Michelle Zibitowski. And Michelle, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and please also stay safe yourself.
Thank you. You too.